The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind's a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you can reprogram it. You got to figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said, I don't want to do, I realize I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Without discipline, you're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of them you cannot control those obstacles. But you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you got to work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back, and going back and going back, your mind was safe. Okay, we're gonna figure it out because he is not going to stop. To find real permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more from myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people, I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a f- what the temperature is. They no longer care, because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're gonna run. It doesn't matter what the f*** out there, what's in front of me. I'm just gonna go. And that's how you wanna get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I wanna go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer. Whatever it is you want more of, you have complete control over whether you get it or not.
People don't have limits. We put limits on ourselves.